This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, May 1st, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As has been widely reported, ISIS-inspired suicide bombers targeted 3 churches and 3 hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday, killing 253 people and injuring 500-plus others. Pastor Roshan Mahasan of Zion Church, where 28 members were killed and more than 70 others are still hospitalized, had words of forgiveness. Listen to what Pastor Mahasan said in a video posted on Facebook.
We are hurt. We are angry also.
However, instead of holding on to this pain and anger, Pastor Mahasan and his church have offered their persecutors love and forgiveness, reports International Christian Concern.
We say to the suicide bomber and also to the group that sent the suicide bomber that we love you and we forgive you. No matter what you have done to us, we love you because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. We also, who follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ, we say, for the Lord to forgive these people.
Yesterday afternoon, 2 people were killed and 3 of the 4 injured are in critical condition after shots were fired at the UNC Charlotte campus, reports the Charlotte Observer. Campus officials urged everyone in a tweet to, quote, run, hide, fight, secure yourself immediately, end quote. 1 person was arrested in the shooting, police said. Since the redacted Mueller report was released 2 weeks ago, TV journalists have been among the biggest advocates for impeaching President Trump. Yet curiously, during the late 1990s, journalists were among the loudest voices against impeaching then-President Clinton. Listen to the media back then as compiled by Newsbusters.org.
The founding fathers must be turning in their graves that a president of the United States is vulnerable to impeachment for this.
Is perjury in a case like this serious enough to warrant impeaching the president?
If the Republicans want to go ahead and do this, I think they disgrace themselves in a more profound way than President Clinton has by abusing the machinery of impeachment.
The Republican Party, who dislike him and what he stands for, having been unable to beat him at the polls, have found another way to get him out of office.
By contrast, listen to the media now on their support of Trump's impeachment.
Impeach, now or never.
Congress is going to now have to act responsibly.
But the avenue for that is impeachment.
Will he get away with it?
What is the Democratic House waiting for?
The question is, will you let him get away with it?
If you don't do it, then don't you undermine all the resources put into putting the report together in the first place?
I think the Democrats would be smart to impeach him.
I wish that, as David proposes, Democrats would just get their act together and push impeachment.
Bethany Christian Services, a global nonprofit adoption agency based in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which was sued for refusing to place children for adoption with homosexual couples, has abandoned their biblical convictions and caved to the culture, reports WGBU News. Bethany Christian Services will now place children for adoption with sexually perverted couples. Send them an email of objection through a link in our transcript today at TheWorldview.com. Proverbs 29:25 warns, the fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. Noah Webster, one of America's devout Christian founding fathers who is best known for compiling the 1828 Webster Dictionary with scriptural examples for definitions, would not be pleased with the foolishness of the modern Merriam-Webster online dictionary. The politically correct supporters of the transgender movement have changed the term gender reassignment surgery, as if anyone could reassign their gender, to, quote, gender confirmation surgery, end quote, in which a person's genitalia are altered to match their gender identity. 26 people died of Ebola in a single day in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the highest daily toll since its outbreak nearly 9 months ago, during which 957 people have now died, the health ministry said Tuesday. And finally, Tony Evans, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, shared a health update regarding his wife Lois, who was recently diagnosed with a rare gallbladder cancer, noting that while her illness has no known cure, she is not in any present pain, and they are praying for a miracle, reports the Christian Post. Dr. Evans said, quote, "When there's a storm, you tune in to whoever has the information on what you need to do in the midst of bad weather. You turn on the radio, flip on the TV, or scroll through social media to get the information you need to stay informed and stay safely out of harm's way. Since our situation is probably the most difficult storm we have ever faced, in the same way, we choose to pay attention to God's voice. There is fear, but every time that fear arises, we have the opportunity to choose faith. We choose to take refuge in Him." End quote. Psalm 46:1 declares, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, May 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.